Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Well, I'll tell you what. It's certainly a good thing that Governor Henry McMaster, or is that McMaster, has been warning us about the hurricane, is I is or is I ain't. Because last check in the last hour, man, it had winds of 26 miles an hour. Wow. And 1 to 2 inches of rain expected along the coast. Yeah, another end-of-the-world scenario. Hello, fellow patriots. Greetings, welcome, salutations. Monday. Certainly can't trust that day alohas to you as we get underway. 5 o'clock follies, the most heavily commuted, and as a result, most heavily congested hour of the Bobby Mack Show. And as always, your input is invited, encouraged, and welcomed. Here is how you join me and be a part of the conversation today. Just grab your phone, use the Ingalls Advantage talk line number, 800-347-1063. Common Sense Retirement Planning text line number, 71307. And still to come in this half hour, today's edition of Amazing True Facts, with the input, sadly, of only one Bobette today, because little Annie is vacating today. She's taken this week off. Well, here we go. Hot off the news wire this afternoon, Singapore to make travelers wear electronic tags to enforce quarantine. Have we speculated about this kind of thing? The devices will track wearers' movements, and any attempt to leave home will trigger an alert to the authorities, the COVID police. Reuters, Singapore will make some incoming travelers wear an electronic monitoring device to ensure that they comply with Chinese flu quarantines as the city-state gradually reopens its borders, authorities said today. From August 11, the devices will be given to incoming travelers, including citizens and residents from a select group of countries who will be allowed to isolate at home rather than at a state-appointed facility. Oh, great. So they got a camp, they continue to. Similar measures using electronic wristbands to track people's movements during quarantine have been used in Hong Kong and South Korea. Travelers to Singapore are required to activate the device, which use GPS and Bluetooth signals upon reaching their home, and will receive notifications on the device which they must acknowledge. Any attempt to leave home or tamper with the device will trigger an alert to the authorities. Auga, auga. Now, bear in mind, you know, Singapore, it's an unusual kind of place. In Singapore, if you spit your gum out on the sidewalk, you can be arrested. Right. They're neatness freaks, you know. That's true. If you spit your gum out on the sidewalk in Singapore, you can be arrested. And whipping with a cane, like a bamboo whip, is still a punishment in Singapore for some of the various offenses. Singapore, not a place where you really want to cross the authorities, okay? So now, meantime, we are 90 days away. We're 3 months away. I said 90 days. I should have said 3 months because this is August 3rd. 3 months away from the election, the president this morning threatening legal action over a bill passed by the Nevada legislature to send mail-in ballots to all voters ahead of the November 3rd presidential election. Well, just send them out to everybody. Pass them out on the street. The legislature on Sunday pushed through the bill despite objections from the Secretary of State, the only statewide Republican elected official on a party line vote. It would give the Democratic governor there, Steve Sisolak, the power to command the Secretary of State to adjust election procedures during a state of emergency. See what's going on here? The bill also expands who can turn in ballots, a provision many Republicans in the state could open the door for ballot harvesting, which they've turned into an art form in California. In an illegal late-night coup, Nevada's clubhouse governor made it impossible for Republicans to win the state. Trump said in a tweet this morning, post office could never handle the traffic of mail-in votes without preparation, using COVID to steal the state. See you in court. The president called the move by the Nevada legislature outrageous and said it should be met with immediate litigation. Let's hope the Democrats don't go judge shopping on this one. Democrats have dismissed concerns that universal mail-in voting could lead to fraud, saying there is little evidence that it's happened on a wide scale in the past. Well, that could be because it's never been done on a wide scale in the past. But where it has been done, can anybody say New Jersey City Council elections? What do they have, three members of the city council there under indictment? And where is it, Newark or Patterson or someplace in the Garden State? Attorney General Bill Barr, pressed on the security of this kind of voting during a House hearing last week, admitted that he had not seen evidence other countries could change the outcome of an American election using counterfeit ballots, but said it is common sense that it is a risk. Well, Mr. Attorney General, you know what Albert Einstein said about common sense. Yeah, Einstein said, didn't know why they called it common sense, because it's so uncommon. Ian on the text line this afternoon, which is getting inundated. Let me see if I can catch up. Hi, Bobby. Heard the news report about the beach turtles. Quite frankly, I'm a little surprised someone had the wrong color light on their porch and they weren't flogged in front of the courthouse for it. I mean, you can hardly take a wrong step at the beach with someone wearing the official T-shirt. They're giving you a lecture. What's the woman's name in the current TV commercial that's the head of the local... what do you call it? You know, the committee for the neighborhood group, the homeowners association. And she's going around, takes a chainsaw and cuts down their mailbox because it's 2.5 inches too high. Yeah. Oh, I got another text message from my buddy Joe Biden. Hey, Billy, I hear you're calling me a genius. I think that's what Corn Pop said. And I'll have you know, a genius and me have never been seen together. Remember, vote Biden for Senate. Gotcha. Thank you, creepy Uncle Joe. Bobby, retired judge is a sign thief, lives in Inman. What a moron. Strange people come in all forms. Okay. Bobby, social distancing in shelters during a hurricane. Will you do it? Or just wait for the hurricane to go by. Yeah. Let the hurricane take its best shot. You know, I think I might be able to withstand, in this particular instance, I think I can handle 26 miles an hour wind speed. Bobby, my son knows every line in Caddyshack as well as Happy Gilmore. Now you've had enough. Quarter after five here on the Bobby Mack Show. ATF is coming up on the other side as we cruise along here on Monday on WORD.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Guitar George knows all the chords. 521. Yeah, thank you. On the text line, I couldn't remember the name of the character in the commercial. HOA President Cynthia. Awesome commercial. If you haven't seen it yet, it's hilarious because it's so true. You know, that's the heart of satire, is that it's based on somebody from real life. You know, and here is this tyrannical, jackbooted thug, Cynthia, who is the president of the HOA, and she's out there, you know, with the clippers, and she's chopping the wires holding up Boston ferns on their porch. Oh, violation, violation. And then she has a chainsaw, and she's cutting down their mailbox because it's 2.5 inches too high. Jeez. Yeah, we've all been there. Bobby, I received a text message from Pennsylvania. They wanted to know if I wanted to learn how to mail-in vote. Mm-hmm. Responded back, hey, I live in South Carolina, not Pennsylvania. See, this is what's wrong with mail-in voting. Their response, oh, I'm sorry, we'll take you off our list. Yeah, that's great. I am so far behind on the text line, and I apologize for that. Let me see if I can quickly get caught up a bit. Bobby, my son can recite Forrest Gump almost word for word, the entire movie. Wow. That is a long movie. to know every line of dialogue to. Bobby, regarding Pelosi taking office, if no winner is declared by Inauguration Day, when does the new Congress start if before Inauguration Day Pelosi might not be Speaker? If their candidate was Barack Hussein Obama, I bet they would want as many debates as possible to showcase their top dog candidate. Oh, you know it. Yeah. And by the way, another texter sent me an update on this issue earlier and said, constitutionally, if the election is not decided by Inauguration Day, the vice president then serves in the interim until the issue is decided. Hey, Bobby, what crackhead named that storm? I have never heard the name. Governor McMaster earlier in the show calling it Hurricane Isaias or Isaiah. Nobody I know has ever heard that name before. I don't know where they're coming up with them either. Bobby, how about Isabel, Isabella, Iris, Ida, Irene, Ingrid, you know, names that weren't made up? Love the show. Thank you. Bobby, who is going to trust the scientists and the government and take the vaccine? Won't be me. Bobby, WHO says the same thing could be around for 2 years, and we may never see another normal. Oh, yeah? Oh, yeah, thank you. Eric Swalwell. That is the lunatic from California who, for about a cup of coffee, ran for the Democrat nomination for the presidency. He's the one who said secession or civil war was out because of because the federal government has nuclear weapons. Bobby, 300 million doses they're coming up with for the vaccine. How convenient. What's our population? 360 million? Right around 330 million. Bobby, I refuse to take a COVID test, let alone some vaccine. Gotcha. We are about to go to ATF, and today we have a story in there that is about as strange, unusual, weird as we have ever had in ATF, and that's saying something. And I mention this because it may not, the first story in ATF may not be safe for family listening, okay, just because of the content. Now, there may be some that would be sensitive to hearing small ears hear this. So that being said, skip about the first, I don't know, 90 seconds or so of ATF. And in the meantime, here's Gary, good voice.
Ladies and gentlemen, once again, Bob McLean presents Amazing, Amazing, True Facts.
Thank you, Gary. And with little Annie on vacation, joined by one singular Bobette today, that would be Miss Moneypenny, safely wrapped up in her hazmat suit. Got your goggles on too, Moneypenny?
Well, I wear glasses. Does that count?
Yeah, it's okay.
Okay, yeah.
Close
yeah.
enough.
Yeah.
The headline on this story is what? Fell off? A 45-year-old guy in the UK had a blood infection in 2014, and his junk fell off. That's what I said. Doctors said, well, you've got two options. They could either work with what he had left or build him a new unit and graft it onto his arm until it could be transplanted onto his groin. He took door number two, and it worked. But he hasn't been able to have the follow-up surgery yet because of other health concerns. So he's been living with it, hanging off his forearm for 4 years now. Here's the guy talking about it, and his accent makes it a little tough to understand.
You can do anything. And he said, yeah, they could. And what I was going to do is basically what was left, just wrap it up like a sausage roll. So I said, well, forget about that procedure. Then I got another letter through saying about another procedure, which was this one here.
I can't do nothing. I can't go down the shops with a T-shirt on. I can't go swimming with the kids. I can't, you know.
Do you have a nickname for it?
Jimmy.
only thing I caught was the nickname.
Yeah. In the interest of actually using a good judgment, which is rare.
On this show?
On this show. We will allow the audience to make up their own punchline. Okay. Wow.
I can imagine what our text line is going to look like in a minute.
I hate to think. Meantime, an Irish pub in Spain has banned the playing of Sweet Caroline, the Neil Diamond classic, during the pandemic. You need a reminder of why? Well, here's what it sounds like when a bar full of drunk people in an Irish pub in Spain starts singing it.
Sweet Caroline, come on, come on, the times that we'll sing so good, so good, so good, so good.
I guess it's the bomb, bomb, bomb. You know, it could spread coronavirus. Speaking of threats, nearly 4 months after the murder hornet first appeared in the U.S., researchers at the Washington State Department of Agriculture have trapped the irate insect for the first time. Scientifically known as the Asian giant hornet, the enormous insect was captured on July 14th in a trap set by the state, positively identified on July 29, becoming the first hornet to be detected in a trap. Sven Spickiger, managing entomologist for the department, said, this is encouraging because it means we know that the traps work, but it also means we have work to do. We have obtained an exclusive interview with the murder hornets who are defending themselves against all of these accusations. Can we roll that interview, please?
Harsh. Murder? First of all, no proof on that yet.
Falsely accused.
The news says our stinger is so long it can sting a beekeeper through his suit. Yeah, anything in here about any murdered beekeepers?
I don't see anything.
Nothing. Nope. Don't get us wrong. We got a long stinger.
We're big.
Yeah.
Can't judge a guy on the size of his stinger.
No. Sure, we're big, but does that make us guilty of murder?
Mm-mm.
I mean, not getting any press are indecent exposure hornets,
breaking and entering hornets,
drunk driving hornets,
assault and battery hornets,
and of course the least successful hornet of them all, attempted murder hornet.
Not getting the job done.
But you don't read about them.
Nothing.
All we're asking is the next time you see a giant 2-inch hornet with fearsome eyes, a giant stinger, don't be so quick to judge, America. You could really kill our buzz.
Oh, no, you didn't.
Now, when it comes to bad puns, guilty.
As charged.
By the way, we're not even close.
Long way to go.
Relax, people. Simmer down.
Here you go. There is a, dare I say it, a history-making edition of amazing true facts. Sorry Annie was not here for this one. She's probably glad she picked the right week to start her vacation. 531.
I am so going to tell her what you're talking about.
531 here on the Bobby Mac Show. News is next, and I'm right back on the other side here on Monday on WORD.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's LYST. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Here we go, the first Monday in August edition of the Bobby Mac Show. Just gazed at the calendar with superstition in the background. No Friday the 13th in August of 2020. In on the text line 71307, Bobby, the murder hornet is not bad compared to the newly discovered rapist butterfly. In addition to masks, now we're all going to need earplugs. Funny you should mention that, because there's a headline today at the website, The College Fix. Scholars, that's the word they use in journalism to take the place of elitist pinheads in the ivory towers of academia. Scholars target problematic common animal names. The slave maker ant, the gypsy moth, the rape bug, and dozens more. Does this remind anybody of the story we did last week about Rutgers now saying that grammar itself is racist? God. I mean, these people have sailed so far off the edge of the map. Bobby, Isaias is Spanish-Latin. Well, which is it, Spanish or Latin? For Isaiah, meaning God is our salvation. Bobby, Isaiah in Spanish, why couldn't they just say Isaiah? Well, because they believe in diversity, you know. Bobby, never thought I would be in agreement with Bobby Kennedy Jr., but his anti-vaccine campaign, I believe, is right on the money. About getting the text message from Pennsylvania, somebody living in South Carolina, would you like information on mail-in voting? Bobby, since they don't live in Pennsylvania, they'll just vote for him up there. Yeah, several times, probably. Hey, Bobby, why isn't anybody in the MSM, the mainstream media, talking about Bill Clinton? I believe that falls into the category of a rhetorical question. Yeah, Isaias is Spanish for Isaiah. Probably couldn't use the English version since it's used in the Bible, you know, politically correct and all that. Oh, and thanks for all the text messages, which are unshareable about today's ITF story. Bobby, this hurricane is no joke. I walked outside of my house, Pawleys Island, and I was accosted by a barrage of drizzling rain. Wow. Brutal. Bobby, I'm close to picking my VP choice. I can almost smell her hair. Sincerely, Joe Biden, candidate for U.S. Senate. Thank you, Joe. Appreciate that. I have so many to try and catch up on here. Yeah, okay, did that. Where am I? Yeah, I'm getting back to where I need to be. Wow. Citizens Free Press breaking. Milwaukee Teachers Union makes tombstones to scare kids from returning to school. Your taxpayer dollars at work. There you go. Bobby, Fauci will go along with anything that'll maintain the fear level before the November election. Yet we already have hydroxychloroquine that works for everybody at a cheap price. Take 200 milligrams twice a week. Nobody gets it. Yeah. In conjunction with zinc, right? Bobby, I don't think I will bear up listening to the election results on November 3rd. You know all those crooked reporters are going to be lying there. You know what's off. Why should I subject myself to even higher blood pressure and risk a stroke? I'll get my information from talk radio. It was worth the price of admission in 2016 just to watch all the tear-filled emotional harangues. Oh, no, it can't be true. The bad orange man won the election. It's the end of the world. Right. Hey, Bobby, when Fauci did not weigh in on the protesters slash rioters as contributing to the current escalation of the China flu, and that he doesn't weigh in on what officials should be mandated, are you kidding me? I've seen him on TV for months telling me what we need to do. Flatten the curve has changed from that to however the political winds blow. Shame on them all. Agreed. Yeah. Yeah, he sees nothing wrong with the protesters out in the street. You know, thousands strong. No masks. No socialist distancing. That's perfectly fine. But Governor McTaxter says, you got to wear a mask everywhere. Man. 5:45, quarter before 6 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Take a quick break here. Boneheads is still on the way in the next hour. And this is unsurprising. Some gun ownership numbers have come out based on federal registrations. What do you think happened? Yeah. I'll tell you just how much of it happened when we come right back.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Sweet dreams made of this. 5:51, 9 before 6 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Hey, Bobby, you know the Sturgis bike rally starts on Friday. Maybe Birx and Fauci can head on up there and enforce that mask mandate. just the mental picture of that is entertaining. Bobby, Birx and Fauci stay on because of the old saying, keep your friends close and your enemies closer. They're both a couple of backstabbers. Yeah, pretty much proven that. Bobby Mack, this sudden new talk about eye coverings makes it pretty clear these people are not serious scientists or medical experts. Can you imagine your doctor 4 months into your treatment for a disease saying, oh, yeah, I forgot to tell you, here's something else you must do to save your life. From Alan R. in Spartan. It's like the old joke. You know, the guy gets a call from the doctor and he says, hey, I got your test results back. I said, really? What do they show? The doctor says, well, we got good news and bad news. And he says, all right, well, let me have the good news first. Doctor says, okay, test results show you only have 48 hours to live. And the guy is stunned, and he says, wait a minute, doc, that's the good news? I only have 48 hours to live? What's the bad news? Doctor says, I forgot to call you yesterday. In on the text line, I see you, Bobby Mac, I see you. I hear you talking about Governor Henry McMushmouth. When do y'all think the chillens should go back to school? I believe they need to be in school right now. Yeah. Henry, it's classic. If he didn't exist, we'd have to make him up. Bobby, I bet I could go on Facebook and go out looking to buy school laptops, and I'd be able to get back those 4,000 Greenville school system laptops that went missing. Yeah. Now, I mentioned before we went to the break, for years, Carlene and Jake went back and forth about buying a gun, purchasing a firearm. The young parents from California who did not feel comfortable using their last names or more specific identifiers when they spoke with Fox News on Sunday, which is pretty pathetic in itself, you know, because you make yourself a target, so to speak. Out of concern about possible backlash, said with a country, quote, a little bit on edge right now. A little bit on edge? It was the right time to make the purchase. The couple is among the horde of 2.5 million first-time gun buyers who have exercised their Second Amendment right to own weapons, telling Fox News they've received their licenses and are now waiting for their firearms to arrive because they're on back order. Mm-hmm. With everything going on in both the world and politics and everything else, you can't really be too safe. Carlene said, we have a family, a young family, so I think that's always in the back of your mind as well. I think with a lot of the riots going on, it's important to, if your First Amendment isn't protected, I guess you always have the Second, right? Precisely correct. Overall, our country is a little bit on edge right now. A little bit on edge. I would hate to see if it was really on edge. We all have our own political standpoints and things like that, but these movements to, you know, defund the police and these movements of Antifa and what they bring, it's definitely in the back of my mind. Do I feel threatened every day? No. But I would say that I did contribute to our decision of finally pulling the trigger, no pun intended, on buying a gun. A family history of events also contributed to their decision, but Carlene noted they also intend to use the guns recreationally. They are both making plans to enroll in handgun safety training. An excellent idea. At the beginning of June, the National Shooting Sports Foundation announced that more than 2.5 million people had become first-time gun owners in the first half of 2020. Okay? 6 months. 2.5 million. According, January to June of 2020 was unlike any other year for firearm purchases, particularly for first-time buyers, as new research reveals millions of people chose to buy their first gun during the COVID-19 pandemic. Data shows a record number of gun transactions, 10.3 million, were processed in the country during that same time period. Yep. She makes an excellent point. If your First Amendment rights have gone by the boards, and if you listen to BLM and Antifa, they have, there is always the Second. One more hour to go, the bonus hour, straight ahead here on the Bobby Mac Show on Monday.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.